I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics. We are at the Gateway Film Center, where we record our show. Our film series picks back up on August 3rd, Sunday, August 3rd. You can have brunch in the Torpedo Room anytime between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m., and then join us for a screening of The Godfather Part 2, what many people consider to be the greatest sequel to any film ever made.
I'm not sure it's that great, but it is alleged to be the greatest.
It's pretty great. Okay, well, let's start there. Name another better sequel.
I can't.
Well, then, my point stands.
Right. And
it's the greatest sequel ever made.
Right. But I'm
you can produce a viable alternative, John.
Exactly. But my point about the film as film is, I think it has its weaknesses, because some people say this is maybe
we're trying to sell them.
I know, the greatest.
We want people to see it.
The greatest movie. But I'll tell you, make sure you're not wearing sunglasses when you're there, because you're not going to be able to see it. It's so darn dark.
The Godfather 2, you think, is dark?
I
think The Godfather 1 is dark.
No. Well, anyway, they both are. I think Gordon Willis was probably on something at that time when he was doing number 2. It's so dark.
Is that right?
The centerpieces of both films, you have Vito and you have his son. And Pacino is such a negative, dark force in Godfather 2 that I think if anybody's coming to it for the first time, I would have loved them to see Godfather, the first Godfather, so they could get a sense of the humanity.
You're right. You're going to lose the tragedy of the story,
exactly.
Right? This nice kid, his soul is corrupted by power.
Yes.
And the exploration of that in Godfather 2, I think, is really extraordinarily well done. Exploring the tendrils of that corruption as it reaches into his family and how it really ultimately compromises his humanity. And the counterbalancing between, as you pointed, the darkness, the relentless darkness of Michael, cross-cut with Vito's story, you know, as the early immigrant. And of course, don't forget, you never see Brando in Godfather 2.
Right.
But he looms over the whole thing.
And De Niro is a most adequate successor.
Oh, it's great. I mean, at that time, both he and Pacino were being heralded as the successors to Brando's reign. De Niro has never been better.
One of the things, too, that disconcerts me about Godfather 2 is the cutting back in time, which... Mm-hmm. Of course, Coppola as director brilliantly does.
Right.
But it still strikes me that it might have been better, and I know some people have tried to redo it in a chronological order.
Yeah, they have. They've done it.
Which must be awful. But anyway, I'm thinking of the things that don't give me that seamless feel that I have in Godfather 1.
You're right. That's why this is such an interesting sequel. Yes. Godfather 1, yes, introduces you to Michael at the very beginning. You can see the hint of the corruption there.
Oh, yeah.
And then you follow that character, as you put it, chronologically, it happens in a linear fashion.
Yes.
The Godfather 2 is sort of the exploration, the prequel in many ways, that one part of it is the prequel and the other part of it is the exploration of that corruption.
So you have De Niro as the young Vito Corleone, and he has been in Italy, and I think he comes back to New York. He goes to New York, right?
Mm-hmm. One, they're in Vegas. They're in Lake
Vegas.
Tahoe.
That's right.
And then a good deal of it takes place in Cuba.
That's right, in Cuba. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another weakness of the film.
What is that?
They're all location shots.
You realize you're just saying
Cuba.
A weakness. We're trying to get people to...
I knew you'd pump it enough. I'm trying to be the counterbalance.
All right, okay.
But again, that the Cuban scenes were a disappointment to me.
Why is that?
I wanted more in Cuba. I didn't want to just see Cuba. I wanted to feel Cuba.
Have you seen this movie?
Of course I have.
This is silly. Those scenes are great.
Lee Strasberg. No.
That is such genius casting on Coppola's part because the method looms.
This Godfather 2, no matter how much I try to denigrate it, the acting in it, it's transcendent, and actually in both films.
This movie is a really challenging film. It's epic. Listeners of Cinema Classics, come turn out in droves to see The Godfather Part 2 despite John's attempts to knock it down a notch or two. The Godfather Part 2 will screen at the Gateway Film Center at 2 p.m. on Sunday, August 3rd. But you can join us for brunch in the Torpedo Room at noon.
And you can consider this an offer you can't refuse.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at 1550 North High Street. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.